I always like to start with a story.
我还是想跟往常一样开始讲一个故事。
This story was told to me this week by a woman who has a ministry with children.
那么这个故事是一个一位管这个儿童事工的一个姐妹这个星期告诉我的。
When the children come to church, and she asked them to do two or three things.
那么当孩子来到教会的时候，这个姐妹要孩子做两到三件事情。
She asked all the children, "Bring your Bible when you come to church."
第一件事情就是来到教会，你要带着你的圣经来。
She tells them, "Memorize a scripture that I tell you every week."
然后每周呢要背诵我布置的这个经文。
And she tells them, "Bring a friend to church."
然后第三件事情就是带一个朋友到教会来。
When the children do these things, she gives them a dollar.
如果小孩这三件事情都做到，我就会给你一块钱。
And if one of the children does all three things, she gives them $5.
哦，对，如果做了一件事情就给你一块钱，如果三件事情都做到，我会给你五块钱。
Children like this very much.
当然，小孩子很喜欢呢。
So this week, she was talking to all of the children.
所以这个星期，这个姐妹跟所有小孩子都讲这个事儿。
But around the corner were two 10-year-old boys.
但是在这个教室的角落里有两个十岁左右的这个男孩。
The boys thought that the teacher could not hear them talking.
这个两个男孩知道老师听不见他们这个讲话。
So one boy said to the other boy.
所以一个男孩就对另外一个男孩说。
Don't be fooled. I'm just here for the money.
你不要搞错，我来只是为了钱才来的。
When we serve God, when we live for God, we have to discover why we're doing what we're doing.
当我们敬拜神和服侍神的时候，我们要知道我们这一切的目的是何在。
Sometimes, honestly, deep in our heart, we do things for the things we get from God.
有些时候我们做这些事情是希望从神那儿得到奖赏。
And when that happens, we try to do as little as possible and receive as much as possible.
有时候我们希望是我们付出最少，越少越好，而我们得到的是越多越好。
There are people who would like to be concert musicians.
如果你想成为一个能够在音乐会上演奏的音乐家。
But they only want to practice maybe 1 hour a week.
如果但是你一个星期才练习一次的话。
There are people who would like to get $1 million salary every year.
有些人也想，希望每年都能够赚上几百万。
But they would like a job description that only fills half a page.
可是他们希望这个工作呢，这个责任只要半页纸就能够把这个工作的这个责任写完。
And they don't want anything very difficult to do on the one page job description.
他们不希望在这个工作里有任何困难很难做的事情。
Unfortunately, there are some people that say the Christian life is like this.
不幸的是，甚至有人认为基督徒的生活也应该是这样。
They say it's an easy life.
他们说基督徒的生活是一个很简单、很容易的生活。
And nothing is really demanded from you.
因为神没有从你要求你做什么东西。
These people who teach this say that you should never be discouraged.
所以这些教导这种思想人说，你们永远都不要灰心。
And you'll never be ill.
你也永远不会得病。
And you can have a very close personal relationship with God and almost never pray.
即使你不祷告，你也可以跟神建立美好的亲密的关系。
That description of the Christian life is wrong.
当然，这种对基督徒生活的描述是完全错误的。
I know this because it does not resemble the life Jesus described.
为什么这么说呢？因为这种生活完全不是耶稣所描绘的生活。
The life that Jesus invites us to join him in.
因为耶稣邀请我们能够加入他，跟他在一起。
Is a great life.
这样的生活是个美好的生活。
But it's not an easy life.
但是这不是一个很容易的生活。
So we're going to look at some of the invitation of Jesus to come and follow him.
所以今天我们来看一看耶稣邀请他的门徒是怎么邀请的。
But we're also going to look at the challenge of following Jesus.
同时我们也看看耶稣对门徒的挑战。
We'll start with the idea that following Jesus involves suffering.
我们首先看到的是 追随基督就意味着要受苦。
We live in a world where sin has caused all kinds of trouble.
我们生活的这个世界里，罪引起了各种各样的问题。
In the Garden of Eden, when God created Adam and Eve,
在伊甸园里，神创造了亚当和夏娃。
There was no trouble.
在那个时候，生活是非常好的，没有任何的这个麻烦事儿，也没有任何的问题。
There was no sickness and no death.
那时候没有疾病，没有死亡。
There was food everywhere.
食物到处都是。
The relationship Adam and Eve had with God was sweet and personal.
神跟亚当夏娃的关系是既甜蜜又亲密。
But sin changed all of that.
但是罪把这一切都改变了。
In Ezekiel 18:4, it says, "The soul that sins, it shall die."
在以西结十八章四节说，犯罪的他必死亡。
And Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death."
罗马说六章二十三节说，罪的工价就是死。
The first time I committed my first sin, I moved into the category of people who have sinned.
当我第一次犯罪的时候，我实际上就把自己放在罪人的行列里面了。
I joined all the people around the entire earth who are all justly condemned for our sins.
我犯罪的时候，我就跟世界上所有的人，那些罪人一样，我们是被定罪了。
Jesus tried to make this a reality very clear to us.
耶稣把这个道理说得非常的清楚。
Hebrews 9:22 tells us the law says that almost everything must be sprinkled with blood, and no sins can be forgiven unless blood is offered.
希伯来书九章二十二节说，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
This problem was so terrible that Jesus came in order to die for us.
因为这个问题是如此之严重，所以耶稣要替我们死。
In Mark 10:45, it tells us, "Even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
马可福音十章四十五节说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So in order for God to be glorified by rescuing us from sin and death,
我们为了使神的荣耀把我们从这个罪恶里面救赎出来。
Jesus had to die and take our place so that we could live.
耶稣就必然要替我们死，这样我们才能够活下去。
So we understand that we live in the same kind of world Jesus came into.
我们要认识到我们所处的这个时代其实跟耶稣来的时候时代是差不多的。
If suffering for the benefit of others was necessary for Jesus,
如果说为了别人的好处受苦对耶稣来是必要的，
suffering is also a normal part of every Christian's life.
那么对于所有基督徒来说，受苦也是必要的。
Paul even said in Philippians 4, "Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed."
保罗说倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Now, I'm just like you are. I don't like suffering.
我和大家一样，其实我并不喜欢受苦。
Sometimes I'm a big baby.
很多时候有时候我甚至像一个长大的这个大的婴孩一样。
The minute I'm in pain, I cry out and ask God to deliver me.
我一旦受苦，我就会大声的呼求，求神能够把我解救。
If I see someone's life is very difficult and they're very angry, and I think, oh, you know, if I help them, they're going to yell at me.
当我看到这个有的人的这个生命里有些问题的时候，比如说他很生气的时候，我想，哎，如果去这时候帮他的话，没准他会骂我呢。
If I give them a dollar for coming to church, they're just going to do it for the money.
但是如果我给他一块钱，希望他能够来教会的话呢，但是他们肯定会为这个钱而来。
But if I refuse to suffer for the sake of other people, there will never be any glory.
但是如果我不想为别人的好处而受苦的话，也就没有任何荣耀可谈了。
My friend had a wise thing she said after the boy said he only does it for the money.
我们还是回到刚才那个故事，当那个男孩说我是冲钱来的，那么这个姐妹说了一个非常明智的话。
She said, that boy comes every week and he hears the gospel of Jesus' love.
说这个姐妹说，不管怎么样，这个孩子还是每个星期都来到教会，每个星期都听到了耶稣的爱。
She said, now he does it and just to take my money.
那么他现在他来只是想把我的钱拿走。
Someday I pray he'll come to church for Jesus.
我希望，我也祷告，希望有一天这个孩子来，不是为了钱，而是为了耶稣来的，来到教会。
So she gives her money away, understanding that people will just abuse her kindness.
所以当这个姐妹把钱给孩子的时候，她知道有些人会开她的油，会利用这个机会。
But in order for some to believe, others waste our kindness.
但是为了别人的好处，我们有时候要付出。
Jesus, after he told us that suffering is necessary for glory,
耶稣说了，受苦是为了荣耀。
He then went on to say that one person must die so that other people can live.
他接着又说，一个人必须死，这样的多人才能够活。
He used the illustration of planting a wheat field.
他用这个比喻就是这个种麦子的比喻。
This was a common sight in his world. Everyone was close to a field where they planted wheat.
在耶稣那个时代，这是大家都很司空见惯，大家都经常能够看到麦田。
Maybe you can relate to some of the details of the story.
也许你对其中的一些细节也能够有感同身受。
In a land where many people were hungry and did not have enough food.
在一个很多人都吃不饱的年代。
They saved some of the wheat seed from last year's harvest.
他们就把去年的这个收获的一些麦穗这个把保留下来。
This is seed that could be ground up and they could make bread and people who were hungry could eat.
这些麦子呢，这个麦子可以被这个磨碎，可以用来做面包。
So this wheat seed was very valuable.
所以这个麦子的这个本身是很有价值的。
But they didn't give it to people to eat.
但是这些人并没有把这个麦子给人去马上作为食物来吃。
Instead, they plowed a crevice in the field.
是的，他们反而是在田里呢先犁出一些沟。
And they poured this good seed that could have made bread into the ground.
然后再把这个麦子那个种进去。
And they covered it up with soil.
然后把土埋上。
And they let it decay in the ground.
就让这个麦子在里面腐烂掉。
The only way they could have a harvest to make bread for another year, next year,
唯一能够使明年还有收获的办法
is to take the seed that would have been good for food and bury it in the ground.
就是把本来可以，我们现在就可以吃的麦子，现在不吃，而是把它种下去。
They let this seed be ruined and destroyed and decay.
那么这个种子看上去在土里是会烂掉，就是没有了。
Birds and animals would come and eat some of it.
当然，这个动物和鸟也可能会把这些一些种子给叼走。
But some of the seed would come up and produce wheat.
但是毕竟有些种子会长大，长成麦子。
It would make a harvest that would feed hundreds of people for another year.
这样的收获就能够喂饱成千上百的人。
So Jesus was saying his life was like this seed.
所以耶稣说他的生命就像这样一个麦种。
The life of Jesus, the Son of God, is infinitely valuable.
耶稣的生命本身当然是无价的。
But Jesus was saying that he had to lay down his life. He had to give his life freely.
然后耶稣愿意把生命舍弃，为了我们的缘故舍弃。
He needed to die for our sins and be buried in the ground.
他需要为着我们的罪死去，被埋葬。
So that, like the wheat seed, he could come back to life.
这样的话，他就能够死里复生。
and produce a harvest of thousands and thousands of people who would live forever.
而结出多很多很多的果实，就是所有人的永生。
And so in this verse he said, and I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, he meant the cross, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show what kind of death he was going to die.
所以耶稣说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
And he told his disciples, it's for this purpose that I've come into the world.
他对他的门徒说，他来到这个世界的目的就是为此。
You and I need to look at our lives the way Jesus looked at his life.
所以今天我们也应该像耶稣一样看待自己的生命。
Jesus has given us a great invitation.
耶稣已经给了我们一个非常好的邀请。
He's God the Son.
他是圣子，他是神的儿子。
He is the most loving, most kind, most perfect human who has ever lived in the history of the whole world.
他是一个最有爱心、最仁慈，他是历史上一个最完美的人。
And he's inviting you and me to come and walk with him.
然后他还邀请我们跟他一起来。
That's a great invitation.
这是一个多么了不起的一个邀请啊。
There's no more important person we could ever walk with.
因为我们的确除了耶稣，我们找不出另外一个人能够比他更重要，我们可以一起来同行的。
But he wanted his disciples to understand something very important.
但是他也希望他的门徒要了解一个非常重要的道理。
If we follow Christ, the first place we're going is to a cross.
如果我们要跟随耶稣，那我们要去的第一个地方就是十字架。
Hebrews 2 says he began to teach them that the Son of Man. Oh, this one first is from Mark 8:31.Jesus began to teach them, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
耶稣自己说，从此人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
In Hebrews 2, it teaches everything belongs to God. All things are created by his power. So God did the right thing when he made Jesus perfect by suffering, as Jesus led many of God's children to be saved and to share in his glory.
希伯来书二章十节也说，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦得以完全，本是合宜的。
People become Christians for many reasons.
人们成为基督徒可能是用了为因为不同各种不同的原因。
We want God sometimes to heal us because we're ill, and so we become a Christian.
我们可能需要神的医治啊，我们需要得到神的医治，所以我们成为基督徒。
Perhaps my family is in trouble, and I want God to bring peace to my family, so I became a Christian.
也许我家里有一些纠纷，有一些问题，我希望我家里能够和睦，所以我愿意做一个基督徒。
Sometimes I see someone else, and they seem to be very happy as a Christian, and I say, I want to be happy, so I'll become a Christian.
有时我们看到基督徒可能每天都是很喜乐，我说，我也愿意喜乐，所以我要成为基督徒。
These are all fine reasons to become a Christian.
这些理由、这些目的都非常好了，当然本身。
Being a Christian has many blessings, many benefits.
成为基督徒的确有很多的这个好处，很多的祝福。
But like the boy who came to church just for the money.
但是就像那个来到教会只是为了钱的那个小男孩一样。
Jesus invites us to a richer life, a better life than that.
但是耶稣告诉我，我们的生命。可以比这个要丰盛得多。
He's inviting us to come and follow him and give our lives so that other people can be blessed by God.
他叫我们把自己的生命舍掉，自己的生命献上，让更多的人能够得到祝福。
So Jesus invited us to turn our back on our selfish reasons to be followers of Christ.
所以耶稣要我们，当我们跟随他的时候，要不要只是想着自己，要把这个自私的这个念头给去掉。
Listen to again to these words he shared with his disciples just after he told them he had to go to the cross.
我们看一看耶稣在告诉他的门徒他将要被钉十字架以后，他说了什么。
In verses 25 and 26, whoever loves his life will lose it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
他说，爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Now Jesus is not saying that immediately after you become a Christian, you'll literally go to a cross and die.
当然，耶稣并不是说你成为基督徒以后，你就要真的要去一个能够看得见那个十字架去死掉。
But he is saying that you and I need to die to our selfish motives.
他说的是说，我们的确要向这个自私这个念头死掉。
There are a lot of things I don't like about Western culture.
关于西方的这个文化呢，我有很多地方是不喜欢的。
Maybe you can agree with me about this.
也许你也赞同我这个观点。
I don't like all the emphasis on self-satisfaction.
我不喜欢西方文化讲这个说要使自己得到最大的满足。
I don't like that everybody wants to be self-motivated.
我也不欣赏这个说宣传说要有自己要有能够有自己要有动力。
I don't like the idea of self-sufficiency.
我也不喜欢说。要宣传说要人一个人要自给自足。
And I don't like the word self-empowerment.
也不喜欢这个说我们给自己要给自己加添力量。
I'll tell you why I don't like any of these things.
我告诉你我为什么不喜欢这些观念。
It perpetuates the idea that everything's about me.
因为这些观念都是说一切都是关于我自己，我以自己可以成就这一切。
I would rather live to satisfy Jesus than to live and satisfy myself.
我愿意我的生命是为了使耶稣满足，而不是为了自己满足。
I would rather live in a way that is powered by God the Holy Spirit than to be self-powered.
我希望我的能力是来自于耶稣，而不是来自于我自己。
I would rather discover God's ideas than to think great thoughts of my own.
我也想的是神是想，我也想的是神想的是什么，而不是我自己有什么好的主意。
So Jesus is inviting me to die to living just for myself.
所以耶稣邀请我们要向自我死去。
So that I can live for God.
这样我们才能为神而活。
An author named Dietrich Bonhoeffer in 1948 wrote a book titled The Cost of Discipleship.
那么在1948年德国神学家和牧师潘霍华写了一本书叫做做门徒的代价。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was kind of the German version of Watchman Nee.
也许潘霍华可以算是德国版的这个尼托生吧。
Bonhoeffer was imprisoned by the Nazis for being a Christian and a minister.
那么当时纳粹德国抓住了这个潘霍华把他关在监狱里因为他的信仰的缘故。
While he was in prison, before he died, he wrote a book.
在他死之前，他写了这本书。
And in the book, it said this.
在书里，他这么说道。
The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering, which every man must experience, is the call to abandon the attachments to this world. It is that dying of the old man, which is the result of his encounter with Christ.And we embark upon discipleship. We surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. We give over our lives to death. Thus it begins. The cross is not the terrible end of an otherwise God-fearing and happy life. It meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
潘华是这么说的，十字架被放在每个基督徒的身上，每个人必须经受的基督的第一个苦难。就是让他放弃与这个世界的牵连。人和基督相遇的结果就是旧人死去。当我们做门徒的时候，我们在与基督一同的死亡中归附了基督。我们把我们自己生命交给死亡，一开始就是这样。十字架并不是一个幸福或虔诚的生命的一个可怕的结局。十字架乃是在我们与耶稣开始交往的时候，十字架就与我们相遇。当基督呼召人的时候， 是吩咐他来死。
As Paul was teaching this truth, he said we have to die to our old way of life.
所以保罗也说到，我们生命的这个秘诀就是向自我、旧我死去。
All the self-centered, sinful habits that used to imprison me.
那些过去曾经让我很困苦、奴役着我那些旧的生活习惯、习性。
Paul said, I can just turn my back on those and die to those things.
保罗说，但是现在我可以转变，不再理会这些东西，向着他们死去。
Paul looked at it as if he had a new life.
所以保罗知道他已经有了一个新的生命。
He said, it's no longer Paul who lives, but it's Christ who lives in me.
他说，不再是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And then he said, the life I now live in the flesh, I live through the Son of God.
他说，如今我在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
I want to tell you that this life of self-denial has a big surprise in it.
这样一个舍己的生活，其实有一个非常不可思议的一个地方。
Living for self-satisfaction is like chasing a butterfly without a net.
如果你只是想过一个使自己满足的生活，就好像你去抓一个蝴蝶，却没有拿着一个网。
Did you ever try to catch a butterfly with your hands?
你有没有试过用手去抓一个蝴蝶？
I can't do it.
我是做不到的。
It seems so easy. They're so slow.
看上去蝴蝶飞得并不快。
But if you chase a self-satisfaction and try to satisfy yourself, you'll never catch that butterfly.
但是如果你去这样去追逐满足自我的生活，你就会像去抓那个蝴蝶一样，其实你是抓不到的。
But if you die to yourself and try to please God,
但如果你向着自我死去，而是为了使神喜悦的话，
you discover a wonderful life of joy.
你会发现有一个非常奇妙、非常喜乐的生命。
You discover that in blessing other people, you experience the joy of the Lord.
当你使别人的生命能够得到蒙福的时候，你的生命有一种说不出来的喜乐。
You find that in spending yourself and your resources for others,
当你为别人的缘故费财费力的时候，
you experience a richness in your soul that you would never experience if you spent it on yourself.
你却能感到生命更加的丰盛，更加的富有了。而这是你做别的事情，为了满足自己的时候是感觉不到的。
A.B. Simpson is the founder of our denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
宣信博士是这个宣道会的创始人。
He said, I am satisfied that the greatest secret of failure in the Christian life, we come a little way with Jesus, but we stop at Gethsemane and Calvary.
宣信说，我们基督徒的生活之所以失败，不外乎是不愿意舍己。我们与耶稣同行一小段路，却停在了克西马尼，望着加略山而裹足不前。
Jesus is calling you and calling to me.
耶稣正在呼召着你和我。
He's saying my name and your name.
他正在呼喊着你的名字，我的名字。
And he's inviting us, come, walk with me.
他说，来，来跟从我。
Follow me, walk with me every day.
每天都来跟我同行，来跟从我。
Deny yourself.
舍己。
Take your cross, and I'll take my cross.
背上你的十字架，我也会背上我自己的十字架。
Come follow me.
来跟从我。
We will glorify God the Father together.
我们一起来荣耀父神。
We will lay down our lives, but we will see a harvest of many, many people who turned to know God through Jesus.
我们虽然把自己的生命给舍掉了，可是我们看到是有成千上万的人能够因着耶稣而蒙福，能得到这样一个美好的收获。
In the Old Testament, there's a wonderful verse.
在旧约里有一个非常美好的经文。
It has a promise in it.
这个经文是有一个应许的。
It says, those who go crying and carrying precious seed,
当那些流泪着撒谷的人
will one day come back rejoicing,
有一天他们会欢呼收割
and bringing the harvest with them.
带着他那个收获的一切的庄稼。
That is the blessing that Jesus wants for my life and your life.
这就是耶稣要给你生命的祝福。
Come follow him.
我们一起来跟随他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for leading us in this unique life.
主啊，感谢你带领我们过着一段这样一个不同的生活。
Most people in the world are killing themselves to try to be happy.
实际上，很多人他们想自己变得快乐，其实是在浪费自己的生命。
People are working unbelievable long hours to try to have enough to be secure.
有许多人每日每夜的工作，是让自己的未来能够有所着落。
But for all of our effort, we're not happy.
但是很奇怪的是，这么多的辛苦之后，我们却找不到快乐。
And people are not secure.
我们也感觉不到有平安。
Thank you, Jesus, for showing us a better way.
感谢耶稣，你给我们指了一个更好的路。
In following your example, we discover joy.
当我们效法你的榜样的时候，我们就找到了喜乐。
You promise that if we'll lay down this life for you, we'll find a new life that's eternal.
你答应我们，只要我们在把自己的生命给舍掉，我们在新的生命里能够找到一个新的生命。
Joy and peace are found not in seeking things for ourselves.
平安，喜乐不是来自于我们为了满足自己。
But in living to please you and to serve others.
平安，喜乐是来自于去使你喜悦，使别人，我们为别人来服侍。
Lord, teach us this secret.
主啊，求你告诉我们这样一个深奥的秘密。
Show us how to die with Christ in order to live with Christ.
告诉我们如何与耶稣同死而同生。
We pray this blessing in the name of Jesus.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.